Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
For Zion's sake, I will not be silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsibly. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds.
Your righteousness is like strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save humankind and animals, O Lord.
How priceless is your love, O God! All people take refuge under the shadow of your wings.
They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your lights.
For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light.
Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the chief steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory. And his disciples believed in him. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
May be seated. I've been thinking about gifts lately. Not just yet. And now you know. Indeed, the Christmas season is a time filled with focus on gifts. In fact, Christmas is almost synonymous with gifts. I hear families talk about, "We're having our Christmas on this date or that date," when what they're really talking about is when their family will gather for the gift exchange. I know that young ones and some not so young ones attend to the very way that gifts appear under the tree or don't. Not everyone gets lots of gifts. In short, the season of gift giving has passed. Here we are looking forward to what is next. But wait a minute. Today the church hears from Paul about gifts. He is writing to the congregation in Corinth. It is a congregation that has had a lot of questions since he left them. You see, Paul's mode of operation was to go in, teach them the basics of faith, worship with them, and then, after getting them established, move on. He left it to the local congregation to figure out the details of what it meant to be church. But sometimes that community gathered could not come to agreement. They had questions. They had quarrels. Sometimes certain people held themselves in higher esteem than their fellow believers. It is as though the church, it is tough being church without a long history. Certainly, when I joined a fledgling congregation and then was invited to be part of the worship planning team, I became aware that that team took, well, their work seriously. In some ways, they knew that they were potentially establishing precedent for worship practice that would become tradition. Some of us fell into the danger of believing we held the only right way of doing things. But what happens when everyone in the room comes from a different place, from a different traditions, from different right ways of doing things? Which one is really right? Or what will be right in this place? So Paul is writing to a community with questions. And some of the questions have to do with how different people have different perspectives and different resources and different awarenesses. So many differences. And today, Paul turns his focus on spiritual gifts or spiritual things or spiritual ones, depending on how you translate it. By virtue of being a member of the congregation, each person is a spiritual one who has spiritual gifts. What was true then is true now. So I want you to take a moment. Look around. Now, we are doing social distancing here in the space really, really well. So you got to kind of, you know, I was told before worship, I can see 5 miles before I can see close. So good news, you can see, right? So look around the room at the people who are gathered. And for those of you who are on Zoom, look around. You could start with who's in the room with you, and if you're alone, or even after looking at the people in the room with you, you know, look at those others who have joined via Zoom. And I want you to ponder for a minute what gifts they bring. What is it that those people that you look at bring to this ministry that we share? Bring that down to 3 words. Three words. Now you know what's coming, right? Get those smart devices out. I'm putting the Slido.com survey up. I've left the early worship service stuff on for you, so you've already got a head start. And guess what? You guys get pride of place as the choir, right? But the reality is you can use the QR code to go to it. Or if using QR codes isn't your thing or your device doesn't support it, remember that each person in the household, it works best if each person gets to use their own device. But you can go to the website slido.com, slido.com, and then where it says enter code here, 988896 is your code. And so I'm asking you to respond to the question, looking around, what gifts, what spiritual gifts do you see in the life of this congregation? 3 words. What comes to mind? And as you do that, and as you see this populate in front of you, we're reminded that Paul spoke of several kinds of spiritual gifts. And it's important to remember that his lists were not intended to be exhaustive or complete. They were intended to be examples that point to something that people already know. His list is a tickler, if you will, to help each of us remember the many blessings and gifts already present. His list includes speaking wisdom as differentiated from speaking knowledge, faith, healing, working miracles, prophecy, discernment of spirits, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. We probably don't use those kinds of categories these days very much. And yet Paul's list is interesting, but I'm more interested in this congregation's list. I submit to you that Paul's point is not the specifics of the list. Rather, his point is first that we can trust that God has already given this community of faith by the power of the Holy Spirit all the gifts St. Andrews needs to live faithfully, to proclaim in word and deed the good news we have in Jesus Christ. We can also trust that no one, not any one person, is superior to any other person by virtue of these gifts, or the apparent strength of their gifts, or the apparent importance of their gifts. The Spirit has allotted to each one exactly what they need to fulfill God's mission. Similar to Jesus working the sign of abundance, turning water into wine for the sake of relieving the bridal party of the shame. That's a whole nother sermon, some of which you got earlier. Paul reminds us that the ultimate measure of any deed, any act, any word spoken or written, any spiritual gift exercised, is that it point to Jesus, the Christ, and to God's mission of creative love that surrounds and enfolds all creation. This Spirit is the source that enables proclamation that indeed Jesus is sovereign. Jesus is the central agent of salvation. This Spirit emboldens proclamation, fellowship, and service. This Spirit has already gifted St. Andrew's with everything we need. So let's take a look at a sampling. Now, those of you who know how word clouds work, I'm not going to tell you anything that's new. But for those of you who don't, the word that is the biggest and in the middle is the word that got the most play. The most people responded with it. So as the words get smaller, they got less attention. But faithfulness and service and love and generosity and caring and kindness and wisdom and joy and music and faith, fellowship, prayer. Challenge is a spiritual gift. Joy for worship and organization, sometimes. Inclusion, delight, strength. Take a look at those gifts. Gifts that we discern among ourselves and in our community, gifts that sustain us and strengthen us. And it isn't for the sake of us. It isn't for the sake of St. Andrew's. It is for the sake of a world that needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. A world who needs the joy and the love and the faithfulness to shine forth in a way that invites all people to come and meet Jesus, who takes our scarcity and turns it to abundance. To meet Jesus in this community. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.